to say, can we say loud and clear to all the sadness? We are still here. Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday, back here on the show. And joining us right now on the line, we've got a guest that we've had on the show in the past, and he's here to give us an update on, you know, what's going on in the hills of Gunnegoda, and, you know, some of the stuff that's been hidden from our history in support of the upcoming tour by Kevin Annett, his stop in Toronto. He's coming up this weekend. He'll be in town, and our next guest links to a lot of his articles on his site, The Burden of Peace. And joining us from the hills of Gunnegoda is Tohoge Tote. Hello.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much for having me again.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here on the show. And, well, you know, it's an interesting time to be having you on because it's the first week of spring, and we've looking out the window, we've just had our biggest snowstorm of the year, it seems like.
Yeah, I had about a foot here when I woke up this morning, so, yeah, go figure. I mean, everything's happening all over the world, and we should all be looking at this, the planetary stuff. I mean, this is affecting us all. The things that affect us all, I think, are the things we should all be talking about and trying to come of one mind on it. This is the process of to peace, you know, coming of one mind, no division.
Right, and that's what I wanted to get into, because that's one of your latest articles is on the process for peace, and it's
how it applies.
Right, how it applies to today, because you even talk about the G20 too in that article as brought up as an example, but then you also talk about the history of Canada.
Yes.
Now I guess what would. All right. Yeah, I guess, like, what would you say is the next step needed in the process for peace? Because I know, yeah, I think a lot of people want peace. You know, how could we get
peace.
It? Right.
And I think we can all become of one mind on this. And in the peace process, in the Council of the Great Peace, Kayana Retkoa, the Constitution of Peace, if you will, it's all about the process. And in the Canadian consensus process, you only need to reach 51%. You never become of one mind. You are always divided this way. So in the consensus process, on every issue that affects us all, we must become of one mind. Then there's never any division. This is the process for peace. So let's take, for example, the Canadian system right now of minority governments and how, you know, they actually are the only way it works in this system that we've got. I mean, because no one can force their will on anyone else. But if they were all sitting there and they had to become of one mind on each issue, no more of this voting and 51% rules. No, do your job. Sit there until you become of one mind. Then we would correct the consensus process here, except you really can't get that till you have your Council of Women in place. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done for Canada, right?
Right,
the Senate needs to be turned into the Council of Women. Then you could really show the world how to do it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, where it definitely seems like, when I look at the federal thing going on right now, it seems like it's more, you know, seems really divisive right now, and they're talking about an election that could be, you know, triggered within the next few days. Does the current situation in Canada surprise you at all, how these parties are operating, and that there could be an election coming soon?
Well, Canada does have a unique system amongst these other pretend democracies, I'll call them all, whereas they have the two-party system, which are both controlled by the corporate, real rulers of this corporatocracy. The conservatives and liberals, they both answer to the shareholders of the corporatocracy. But you still have these other third parties like the Bloc and the NDP who come from the people. This is sort of a unique system here in Canada. You don't have that in America, right? Whereas the NDP and the Bloc do actually hold power, and they're not controlled by the bankers, who really are the corporatocracy. So it's kind of a unique system, and with the conservatives and the liberals, you know, obviously just stacking the Senate. The Senate just writes nothing but globalist legislation, if anyone ever pays any attention, but they're the ones writing your laws. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all globalists. And the answer to globalism is real simple. Just eat locally. That's it. Then you don't have to truck in anything, and globalism ends if everyone would just eat locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a real simple solution for that, but...
Right, right. Well, here we're broadcasting right now from downtown Toronto. We're in, like, basically, you know, this center point of Canada, and you know, one of the most condensely populated areas we're in right here. But where you're at, Ganagota, I guess maybe if people are wondering where actually is Ganagota?
Well, Ganagota is we call this it's the headwaters of the Grand and the 6 mile track limit from that. We call it Ganagota. Means where the waters come from the earth. That's what it means, and it's where the waters come from the earth. I'm up near I'm in Shelburne, which is in Ganagota. Dundalk's in they're all, these little towns are all up here at the top of the Ontario. This is the highest point in southern Ontario, Ganagota. And then, it's the hilly country of prophecy, if you will. This is the place that we need to be at, so that's why I'm here. So, anyways, there's a lot of stuff been going on up here that's all illegal. Like I think I've told you before, I'm the only one up here that's following the law. Everyone else is pretending that to follow it, but you know, the whole thing being that a royal proclamation supersedes admiralty law. We've talked about this before. And here, this is, legally, this is a British protectorate for our future children. That's why I'm here. And I've let everyone up here know, including the entire council of Melanchthon, who've just decided that they don't want to follow the law. Because, well, whatever, they'll be talking to the British generals when they accept their jurisdiction, and they will, just like they did under the last time this happened, 1947. In which created Israel. That's what happened the last time this happened. So, anyways, we don't want nothing but peace for everyone. And this is what, we're the keepers of the law of peace.
Right, and...
And we're going to establish the peace again, for sure. And hopefully, it'll go from Canada to the rest of the world. People say, oh my goodness, well, yeah, join us, because we're the oldest, and we have a history, so... Really, I mean, let's get on it. I mean, I'm it's time.
Right, and that's why I'll promote this article again, because, you know, people can read this Pieces of Process article if you go to the tohoketote.ws website, and you talk about this law of peace, also known as the Kayanarikoa. Kayanarikoa. What is, or, you know, is this law of peace still in existence?
Absolutely. It's why Canada exists, following the law of peace. You know, 37 nations met in June of 1701 in Montreal with France, who was the only European nation who showed up, and we all said, and they came from the Arctic, from the Pacific, from Mexico, all over North America. We met with the French, and we said, look, in our stories of, you know, of creation, you're all coming home now, so we welcome our younger brothers. Come home to Canada. We will share our lands with you in peace forever, perpetually, under the law of peace, Kayanarikoa. This is what we've all been following for thousands of years. We've been living in peace. And that was called the Great Peace of Montreal. It had a 300th anniversary in 2001, and it never hardly even made much of an issue here in Canada, but this was the creation of Canada, nothing else. And the only one, anyone coming here is because of that. And, you know, Britain came under there and a month later, and they came in to Ontario. This is how they came to Canada. My goodness. Under our invitation, the rest of the world, all our younger brothers and sisters. This was 37 nations from Turtle Island that created Ganada. You know, not some, they got their corporate number in July 1st, 1867, the Corporation of Canada. So, I mean, but, I mean, they don't have, there's a corporation. A corporation never can have sovereignty. It's a corporation, an artificial entity.
Wow.
Right?
So that is, so basically, this is a hidden from history kind of thing when you think about it, that the reason that we celebrate Canada Day July 1st, or a significant thing that happened 1867 July 1st, was Canada became a corporation.
Got its corporate number from
Got
Washington,
its corporate
D.C.
number.
Right, that's
in
why
Washington.
You celebrate Canada Day on July 1st.
Wow.
No other reason.
Wow. So
people
if we
don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Because if this country is registered in Washington, and, you know, well, I guess you know, in Canada we do see a lot of the American influence everywhere, and it's even I can even see it when I did some research on this situation that you were talking about in Melancton, Ontario, and up near where you are, and in Kanagoda with. It sounds like it's an American holding company based in Boston that owns this Highland company, or U.S. hedge
right.
fund. That's what it says here. And that it's, you know, they're planning, it says a mega quarry. This is the project, this is the big project that you've got issues with.
Well, I am the eyes and the ears of the Mohawk up here in Ganigoda, and I have been for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I have let every one of them know, before they put up one windmill, before they bought any of these farms, before they did any of it, they don't follow any laws. They make up the rules and change them as they go. And then so then you have to start thinking, who is the shareholders of the Highland Group? Because they seem to be just dodging every little hurdle that's placed at them, which all the people, none of the people up here are into any of this. I mean, it's all totally wrong. And they forget one little thing. This is a British protectorate for our children forever. You know, like I say, I stood right in Melancton Council with a picture of the Queen and the King behind me. I said, I'm glad you got a picture of the Queen and the King because I'm His Majesty's faithful Mohawk ally. And I read them the proclamation, and I said, this supersedes. There was two lawyers from Highland Group there. I said, and both yous know exactly what I'm talking about. This supersedes Admiralty law. The British generals have jurisdiction over this matter, no one else. And you'll all be talking to them. I wasn't kidding. They're all going to be talking to them. Why they decided that they themselves did not want to follow the supreme law of the empire, because they all work for the crown. So it's up to them. They can say, well, they... Well, the people above them that they're going to be blaming are going to say, no, that was them. That's the way it's going to work. But we will
right.
be, you know, finding out who these people are.
Mm-hmm. And you can find, people can find more information on this whole, this whole rezoning of 8,500 acres of farmland to aggregate this Melancton area issue on the website ndact.com, which is the North Dufferin Agricultural and Community Task Force, that's got some local concerns here with this big mega project here. And this is quite shocking that they're talking about turning farmland into a limestone quarry. Is that...
That's the cover story. That's the cover story, put it that way.
So they're right. So they are they're definitely changing the environment though.
Oh, they went through it and they've just went through all of the approval processes like it's some track, you know, it's just all pretend. And that's what the people up here are starting to figure out. It's all pretend. Yeah, I've been trying to tell them all along. That's why I went to the OMB hearing about the first windmill. I said, do you follow the Constitution of Canada? He says, yep. I said, do you follow international law? He says, yeah. Okay, I read him Section 35 of the Constitution. He has to deal with the natives on any development projects. He chose not to follow that because you don't have a constitution. You don't have one.
See, I've heard you mention that before, and I've always been wondering,
it's
why?
Fake.
So then, what is? Yeah, the,
have you ever stood
what
up
do
and
we
said,
have?
I swear allegiance to the Constitution of Canada. Have you ever done that?
No, that's true.
Have you ever done it? No, you haven't.
No,
because it's never been ratified. It never has been ratified. Therefore, it's a pretend constitution, a pretend democracy. And
right.
you were there at the G20 when they go hot. You have no Bill of Rights. You are a slave. And the cops just put their boot in your head and say, get on the ground, slave, because that's what they're taught. So, I mean,
right.
it's not really their fault either. I mean, this whole mess we're in, if we just could straighten out the consensus process and show the world how you live in peace.
Yeah,
it's all about the women. And we are all in Canada. Okay, in Canada. I grew up in Toronto on the banks of the Humber, right where you did. So you and I are related because of that in our experiences.
Right.
You grew up on the Humber like me, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. The women rule all the households in Canada. Am I right?
Well,
going to a home, the women usually rule it, right?
Yeah, but except we've got the patriarchal kind of society, right?
Even in that.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretend, the men pretend, but we all know who runs the home, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But so it's a, you know, truly the women run the home. I mean, we just have to just apply that same principle to the country as a whole. And this is the peace process, because only when we have the proper council of women in place, and all the people have mothers, and that's so.
Right.
You know, the mothers will always be who we go to, and it's all about peace. And we put our minds together and become of one mind on all issues. The people united will never be defeated, especially when you become 100%, not 50 or 60 or 70. One mind. This is the power.
For real, yeah.
Then we can go to the universe and visit our cousins, the other stars. We can't do it any other way. We can't evolve spiritually. So, I mean, it's about the evolution of our species, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're at the point now. Mother Earth's on her cycle, on her period, if you will. This is her moon time. All the women on Earth here, they're connected to the moon. Every 28 days, they go on their moon time cycle. They have their periods. Mother Earth is now going on her period. So things are going to be, she's going to be expelling all of the old. Leading, if you will, right? This is coming up. This is happening. So it's a great time to be here on Mother Earth, I think.
Right, right, yeah. And that's an important note here on CKLN 88.1 FM. We're speaking with Tohoge Tote, and it's important to note that we are still here. And that's actually
yes.
a song we've been playing for, you know, we've been playing it since you sent it to me because it's a really great track. And it's actually you. You're actually singing in that track.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Tohoge Tote. And, but, you know, it's credited, the song's credited to Project for Peace. So do you mind telling us a bit about Project for Peace?
Yes, I would love to tell you about Project for Peace. We were started out, well, when I went to record that track, it was out in Nanaimo, and my drummer out there, he covered all the costs for, you know, my flight and all of it, right? And and so I was there for like a month or something, and I was at another activist like us, you know, Paul Manley, the filmmaker. I was at his house, and,
nice.
You know, just spent the night at his house because, you know, I was out and about, you know, I was out in a strange, well, you know, I was visiting
West,
other
right.
people, right?
Right.
So in his, the name came up there in his house one morning, you know, I said, you know, this whole thing is a project. It's a project for peace, and let's call it that. And we're an amalgamation of people. We come from all different backgrounds. This is how it evolved. And our minds are put together as one to promote peace on Earth. We all want this, you know, on everyone on Earth. So let's put our minds together. So we started it, and the first thing we did was the Project for Peace. This song, We Are Still Here, the people. We, the people, are still here. So this is the Project for Peace, first thing. Anyways, we want everyone to pitch in any way they want to promote peace whatsoever, writing, poetry, songs, whatever. Getting out on the street like you guys do, whatever. This is the project. Let's all put our minds together and get peace on Earth. This is what it's all about.
For real, yeah. And that's why music's really a great way to, you know, connect people, and it's a great way to get a message across, too. And that's why it's, you know, I'm glad that you sent me your CD as well. We played some of your tracks last week, and I incorrectly credited them to Doug Fisher. I should have said the artist formerly known as Doug Fisher.
Yeah.
Tohoge Tote.
Although that's been used too much, so
right.
It doesn't matter. People still know me as Doug Fisher. I have that on my Facebook. I mean, you know, that's my corporate name, my corporate identity. Right. That's what everyone else's identity is in Canada that holds a Canada passport with all capital letters, because all capital letters means a corporation. So you all have corporate identities. And Tahoget Dode is my real name, but my corporate identity is Doug Fisher. Not that I hide from that, I don't. Some people only know me by that.
Right. Right, like how a lot of people know Kevin Annett as Kevin Annett, but he's also Eagle Strong Voice.
Yes.
And Kevin Annett's actually coming in this weekend to Toronto. Well, I guess I was wondering, you know, because I see a lot of Kevin Annett's work posted on your site, I guess I was wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on the work of Kevin Annett?
I've been following Kevin's work since he started, and I've been an admirer and a follower, and you know, I was the original webmaster of Mohawk Nation News, so we've been working together since then, because we're both working on the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I admire Kevin as a great man, and you know, everyone should be. This is one of the greatest Canadians yet, far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's going to go down. This is historical with the time we're in now, and I would not want to be Stephen Harper or any of these guys in this fourth world that we're going, that's washing away. I would not want to have to talk to my grandchildren when they're asking me, what were you doing, Daddy, when all the bankers were raping the people and turning them off? And you imagine what's Harper going to tell his grandkids? I really don't know. He's a total globalist who works for the bankers, he tells me.
Right.
So when this whole thing is being exposed for what it is. We're in the time of revealing, the world in between worlds, as the Maya call this world we're in now. And it's the time of revealing when the masks come off and everyone sees what's really been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can make good decisions on how we want to evolve. It's all about this, you know?
For real, yeah. You're speaking the truth. And Kevin Annett's book is actually, that he's on tour with, is Unrepentant, Disrobing the Emperor. You know, the robe's even coming off the emperor. And Kevin Annett's going to be in town actually this Saturday, March the 26th, from 2 to 5 p.m. There's an event at OISE, 252 Bloor Street West, hosted by Socialist Action. And then on the Sunday in the morning, there's going to be the tour around the downtown churches. And then on Monday is going to be on March the 28th, is from 5 to 8 p.m. Kevin Annett's actually going to be on this campus, Ryerson University campus, at the Oakham House, Room G, Monday at 5. So those are some of the events. We'll announce them again later, that we're looking forward to. And then, Toge Tote, are you going to try to make it down for
this weekend? Yes, I am. I definitely want to come down and meet Kevin. And last time I was in Nanaimo, I phoned him from my drummer's place, and he was busy and I was busy, but, you know, we just assumed we'd be running into each other a lot more often, but we haven't run into each other again, so I definitely will come down to see him.
Awesome. That's what I'm looking forward to, and hopefully I'll be able to meet up with you then, too, because I'm planning to check out these events. And,
absolutely.
And then, yeah, we'll get some more words, maybe even record another video. We've got the video on YouTube from your last appearance. You can hear it as One Who Can Hear, Toge Tote, The Burden of Peace. You can find it on YouTube. And, thanks a lot, Toge Tote. Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I think that's all good. I really want to, you know, thank you for all the good work you do and on your show and on your videos and on your web stuff. And, you know, and just keep up the good work, Daniel.
Thanks
a lot. We're all in this together.
For real.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot, Toge Tote. Much respect. All right. Peace.
Now in Goa. Ona.
Ona, yes. And that's Toge Tote from the, he was original webmaster of the Mohawk Nation News, and now he's got his own site, togetote.ws. You can find it. I'll spell it out for you. THAHOKETOTEH.WS, or search The Burden of Peace, and it should be one of the first websites that comes up. You'll see it, togetote.ws.